just describe as much as you can about a rural school with everything that comes to mind, when they pick up in the morning and...
The rural schools, as I knew it, the two-room right. schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. Everybody walked to school, muddy roads, and we had a two-story school. We had two teachers, one taught from primer through fourth grade, I believe, and the other from fifth on through eighth grade. And the teachers would ride the 4 miles from town out in a buggy every day to teach the school, or during very bad weather, they would try to board out with some of the families. In my age group, we were the first to use the Baby Ray primer. Are you familiar with those?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we had the McGuffey readers, quite famous. Well, they were used for years and years and years and through several generations. And then the Baby Ray primer took the place of the McGuffey readers. And then we went into, I believe it was Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N readers.
What did those Baby Ray readers look like?
Oh, they were a very small book with very few lines. They were really geared to a primer. And they read something like this: Baby Ray had a dog. Baby Ray loved his dog. The dog loved Baby Ray.
I wonder if you happen to remember the colors.
I don't remember the color. No, I don't. And I have tried so hard to get one for the library. Once in a while, you turn up a blueback speller from somebody's home, or you get a McGuffey reader. But no Baby Ray primers, you know.
I wonder if we can use those. That sounds familiar. I mean, I happen to remember the color more than I do the content.
You probably did.
Blue and orange.
Probably. I don't remember the color.
It was the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And then you started with this Edison reader, first grade, second grade, on up through eighth grade, I believe. And then we had, reading, which was a major subject in the schools, and arithmetic and history, and spelling was a class in itself.
In history, how did you learn about the war between the states or the Civil War? How was that taught? Which title?
Civil War. It was always Civil War. That was the title given here. Then in high school, I had a teacher who was interested in history, and she was born and raised down close to the Fort Pillow Battle. And she referred to it as the Civil War, and she was questioned one time. And she said that they said it was a war between the states. It was not a civil war. And her definition was that a civil war is when neighbors fight against neighbors, and which they did in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So she insisted that civil war was the correct title.
I see.
I guess I was maybe in around the fifth grade. I wouldn't know what year. We came out, I believe we got a health department here along about that time, and hygiene was one of the books that we studied. And I can remember that every morning your hands were inspected to see if your hands were clean and that your fingernails were clean and if your ears were clean, because my mother inspected us before we left home. But it began to teach cleanliness to some of the children who did not have it at home. And